this slab showed up unannounced. A 4-foot by 4-foot concrete square, sitting at the edge of the little park I take care of. A mystery to me. Maybe the county had decided to bring in artwork, who knows. Maybe a commemorative sculpture of me, Ranger Daddle. I know, not too likely given the fact the county may not know the park even exists, or if they do, who is really doing the maintenance. But a mystery, like winning the lottery, is mostly about firing our greedy imaginations. A week went by, then two, a month. No Bronze Skeeter appeared one morning, no plaque, nothing. Just that square of concrete, poured apparently by hand in the dark of night, either by aliens or South End tricksters. I mowed around it and pondered its meaning the way astronauts in 2001 A Space Odyssey pondered the black obelisk, knowing only that some intelligence had brought it, who knows whether for good or ill. And I knew I wasn't going to be moving it, not a half ton of concrete. After a few weeks, I stopped paying attention to my mystery square, stopped guessing what its maker intended, stopped seeing it at all, until a few days ago when the phone booth showed up. One of those rectangular booths just before the cell phone made public telephones obsolete. Superman and Clark Kent would have to change into McDonald's bathroom hereafter, and every citizen, no matter how impoverished, would need to purchase a personal phone and a plan. And yet, here was the last phone booth on the South End, possibly in America, maybe even the world, in my park, under my care, which, considering I do not own a cell phone, is totally fitting, as if the gods of wire transmission or the ghost of Alexander Graham Bell had anointed me keeper of the dial tone. Of course, it arrived without a working phone, just a payphone with no line off the street. Most gifts, if you think about it, come with strings attached. Mine did, but not the useful ones. Nevertheless, I'm the Ranger, an American Doctor Who with his very own non-functioning TARDIS. I will find a way, count on it, because that's my job. The concrete square was, it turns out, my new purpose. Better, I suspect, than winning the lottery, where the end of my days would be filled with South Enders asking for loans. Maybe I can offer them a free phone call instead.